Okay, so now plus 2, 3, 4, 9, we don't enter so. And this time around, we look at Nigerian teams for the continent. Over the weekend, the results what we get, let's say, a very good result from Rivers United. We come from one goal down to beat Wydad Casablanca 2-1. To Plateau United, we also come from one goal down to come beat Esperance 2-1. And then for Lagos here, at least I watched that one live for the stadium, Kwara United come from one goal down to come beat ROS Brekane 3-1. For inside the CAF Confederations Cup. Rivers United and Plateau United, their own Champions League. But for Kwara United, their own Confederations Cup. So, like this now, the Nigerian teams don't get maybe one leg for the next round of the competition. But when you realize, say, away goal still the count for Africa, you really ask yourself, say, whether that result they good enough. Nigerian teams never did do well for the continent for a very, very long time now. And our Nigerian football get as it be. Now that we won't talk about. But first off, Timmy, how you take see the performance of these three teams where they still they fly Nigeria flag for the continent over the weekend?
Well, make I start with Kwara United. Kwara United nice surprised me, pass. Because for them, not only I think them and Plateau United, they play normally for their home crowd front. Yeah. Kwara United, they play for Lagos and then get 3-1 win. Very good performance against the team where they play. But the thing where they worry me past, now the fact, say, Rivers United and Plateau United,
yeah,
gas come back from one goal down.
Mm. All of them come back from one goal down.
No, are they talking about even the Champions League?
Yes.
Because they focus more on the Champions League.
Okay.
Now, the worry for me, now the fact, say, after the match, when they ask Fidelis Lechuku, in the complaint too about, say, in team, no really get them right the way they play and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, now that one, they make me fear, say, if your team no fit get them right when you dey house, mm-hmm, how you want to get them right when you dey go away?
Away.
You understand? Mm. So, my fear, as I done the talk since for this podcast, now the fact, say, we know they use our home advantage well. Mm. We know they use them well. Because... Okay. If you get home advantage against a North African team, yeah, Sawa, use them. If you get to score 3 goals, score 3 goals. If you won't score 2 goals, may they no score you.
Mm.
No score 2, they may they score you 1. No, now the mistake they make for Africa, I be that. Mm. Because if you look at well, if you score 2 goals, you feel say, okay, you they carry 2-goal lead, they go away.
Mm.
They're going to need to score first.
Yeah.
So your game plan go still feel they easy, go still feel make sense.
Yeah.
But if they carry 2-1, they go. That team need only 1 goal. And 1 goal, they very... Anybody can score 1 goal, especially North Africans.
Yeah.
You understand? So now my own worry with that, say they allow them score that 1 goal. Mm. So when you say that 2-0, 2-0, 3-0.
Yeah.
My mind for still they happy, say, okay, maybe we still feel do this thing. But 2-1, 2-1, 3-1.
Mm.
Ah, Sawai hard. For me, maybe Kwara United, if they defend with all their lives, they feel still come out. But I don't see how
Rivers United
won't take defend. Maybe they don't chop 1 goal.
Mm. Remember, I say for the last round, Rivers United, I think they scored 3 for Port Harcourt.
Go chop 1. Then go score Liberia. 1.
Plateau United themselves, the same thing. And then for even Remo Stars, we go away, go play draw. Now for year 9, they can't beat them. So the reason why our clubs need to do well for the continent. Now, waiting, we won't talk with Calvin this morning to tell us, because back in the day with the CDN that they send, they put pictures of Nigerian teams back in the 80s, back in the 90s. You get one picture somebody put for Twitter recently of a Nigerian club side where they wear Coca-Cola hoodie, you know, back in the day. Better hoodie, sponsored hoodie, everything, stadium the full brekete. But all of a sudden our football country, like say, it just go down, or what they call a nose dive. It just go down. Thankfully, a new era for Nigerian football just won't start. Old era, just they come out for office. But make we come to you, Oga Calvin. Nigerian football, una witness the glory days of Nigerian football. And when I don't see how matters take be now. Just talk us through this entire process before you take us enter what we supposed to take do, you know, to take us back to the glory heights we get back in the day as soon as they talk.
You know that statistically, our clubs over the years were never dominant in Africa.
Okay. Yes.
We're never dominant in Africa. Our first continental win in Africa was 1976 when IITC win Cup Winners' Cup. Rangers now won the same Cup Winners' Cup the next year in 77. You know that Nigeria did not win any other continental trophy until 1996. Then you think about it. I don't think it was until 1996 that we won another continental trophy. So why the league in Nigeria was prospering, why the clubs, why the stadiums were filled with fans, why the passion for the sport was very strong in Nigeria, why domestic-based players were dominating the national team, right? We're not still our club sides were not dominant in the continent. In that same period was only when NMB won WAFU Cup twice. Yes, they won WAFU Cup twice. I think it was 83 and 84. Yes, the strong NMB team of Keshi, Eboigbe, Orairo, Ibinobaro, and all of that. They won the WAFU Cup. They won the WAFU Cup in 83 and 84. Then they won the league. Unfortunately, when it was time for them to play in the Champions Cup, these strong players had left NMB. NMB as a band were not able to, were not able to keep the team going. So who knows, they might have been able to do, they might have been able to do better in the continent during the Champions Cup. So
yeah,
they didn't do that well. So again, back to my point, statistically, we've not been doing very well in the continent. The Arab countries, of Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria, they do not joke with their league to start with.
Yeah.
The players, the people in the countries, those are the citizens. The citizens are very interested in their league. They are very interested in their league club going and dominating African continent. Tawa, you and everybody else in this studio, all of you, your generation, are more interested in our players playing in Europe than whether... If I ask you now, name, ask the two of you there. Name me the Remo Stars. Name me six Remo Stars players. Name me six Para United players. I would be surprised if you're able to.
Don't ask me. If you ask me, I'll shine.
Every time I've been in Morocco or in Egypt, I notice their citizens wearing Arab contractor jerseys. Wearing Zamalek jersey and all those kind of things. So the demand made of the players, the demand made of the clubs are completely different from what obtains in Nigeria, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. We have lost 2.5 generations to European football in sub-Saharan Africa. We can't, let's not even, let's forget it. We can't get them back. So that becomes the main problem that we are having, we have to deal with. So until we're able to sort all of that out, and it's not, see, my problem with Nigeria is that people don't want to work hard. People don't want to work at it. It is consistent hard work of, I'm not talking about 1 year. I'm not talking about 2 years. I'm not even talking about 3 years. I am talking about minimum 10 years. Minimum 10 years before we'll be able to get our football back into an era where we'll be able to compete favorably with clubs in the continent. What Enyimba did in 03 and 04 were complete aberration, because the way they went about it was never sustainable. It wasn't sustainable. Okay. And most of us know why it was not sustainable. Ojo Zokalu made it a personal project that will win Champions Cup. And he had players who were only registered to play for Enyimba in the continent, but not in the league.
Yeah.
You get. So yeah. these are very unsustainable things. These are unsustainable things. These are not the ways to run. Can you imagine Al Ahly playing in the continent, and they go and borrow a player from Zamalek? It can never happen.
Yeah.
Zamalek fans will burn down Zamalek Stadium. Zamalek fans will burn Zamalek Stadium for that kind of thing to happen. Yeah. So that's my point is, the country requires minimum 10 years the work that we need to do to first get the fans back into the stadium, to get the fans interested in Nigerian football, to get our clubs being run in a way that will say, yes, this is how a football club should be run, and to have a league where the league is starting on a particular date, we're sure of it. The league will end on that particular date, we're sure of that also. So these are the things that we've got, until we put them in place. Let's leave continental dominance. Forget. That's not anything we get it. I'm trying to find the right word. It will still be something that an anomaly. It's a one-off. We don't do consistent planning. And I will need to stop that and go to the point where we're doing everything and planning stuff consistently.
Okay. So with the first round results now, Plateau United, Rivers United, Kwara United, share you their confidence, say something will happen for the second round as they go Morocco, Tunisia, and all of that.
It is football. That's all I can say. It's football. Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Anything is possible. So that's why I'll be supporting them fully. Anything is possible. So I hope that something happens. I hope that especially Rivers United, even though they're playing with that, it's not impossible for them to get a draw there. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Kwara are in their best position by virtue of their own first leg result. But you see, until we do, you know, the reason why all our clubs are having to go and play second leg away is because of seeding. It's because of results. Until we start to get good results consistently, our clubs will not get to the point where they are playing all these North African countries and they are playing the second leg away. When we start to get those consistent results, then in these qualifiers, we'll be able to get second leg at home. So we can hope. We can pray and hope.
Okay, we can pray and hope. I really want us to release you, and I want to say thank you for your time, because I know say you don't even reach your meeting venue. You don't leave from us from house. You don't come out. You don't reach your meeting venue, and you have a meeting to catch up with right now. We wish you best of luck, because we see your name for different places saying we want to restructure Nigeria football. I won't put you for a hot seat now. Shebi na better package now that Okari can give us as una day. They don't select unas people will go restructure our league. Shebi, would you expect better package from una?
We'll go try. The thing there is, no, it's true. The thing there is, we can't make unilateral decisions. We have to get to the point where the clubs would be able to work with us with whatever decision, with whatever ideas we propose. We need the club to be able to buy into it.
Okay.
That's really what it is.
All right.
Okay. Una go try, and we hope say una go really try indeed. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
All the best. All right. Okay, so that's that. Calvin Awoka, we don't join us since from when we talk about Nwepu, and of course, he don't tell us about Nigerian football. I mean, the truth that say, like in TikTok, nobody say you don't get any time. We don't really press people neck for inside the continent. But to me, if we claim to be giant of Africa, that time don't reach. We will suppose they press people neck for inside the continent because
we'll be giant of Africa for population. Just population will be clear. For every other thing, we'll be giant of Africa. More no they bring that. You will go see that rhetoric now. But the truth we say, whether or not you like it, waiting Calvin talk. Now the thing we I don't talk ever since.
Yeah.
Calvin been they talk about say we day here now if you know if you mention players from
Remo Stars, Para United. Yeah.
Sawa, she not my fault.
Exactly.
Or she not the fault of any youth, young Nigerian.
Mm.
Say no if you mention five you players.
Timmy, sorry, make I caught you. I did stadium on Sunday for the Kwara United match. Believe me when I tell you, say, those boys, they play ball. And I just tell myself, say, now this kind of thing, now we starve Nigerians from seeing. Timmy, I watch one boy, Abayomi. That boy in a fantastic midfielder. Now, incoming can't change the ball for second half. Of course, we know Wasiu Jimoh don't dare around for,
ages.
But then again, Taufik, the collab between Abayomi, Taufik, Wasiu Jimoh, Adedeji, I just see some kind of players and I ask, say, this one are just Kwara United.
Sawa, make I shock you. Kwara United now one of the teams them for inside Nigerian football. You could be see them get very good feeders team.
Mm-hmm.
Kwara United, now team will be say get sponsorship backing from their state government.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised say they bring out good players.
Mm.
Then get another team for that Kwara for Kara State.
Yeah.
ABS. Then they bring out very good players. I feel Sidanye now count for my fingers 10 different players we done from the academy play for different leagues or different clubs in Nigeria. I fit from Ismail Agata to the other one in brother addition of Gata, many of them. You understand? So, see, the talents, no, they lacking. Now, the problem we be say, we know they try to understand be that.
Okay.
The talents, they. People where they ball, they. You understand, Sawa? You, they ball. But you don't get the opportunity where you get, when you take play ball. Sawa, see, the problem we be say, we they get, we be say, some people never see realize, and I say, organization of football don't pass that time, we say, now 1976, 1975. We be say, I go just throw enter stadium, won't go watch. No. Football now entertainment.
Yeah.
What you they use attracts me. Other things feel distracts me.
Yeah.
I feel sit down and watch Big Brother Africa, Big Brother Nigeria.
Mm.
Why I won't go watch football? We be say you know go sweet me to watch. What you they offer me? So now the packaging, it comes to the packaging. So sometimes when people just sit down talk say now because say youth know they watch football, say that they watch European football. Now because say the system itself no encourage those youths to go watch the football for stadium.
Wow.
Imagine, say, I won't go watch ball. Okay, for instance, now, I won't go watch MFM Football Club for Agege. I entered there. First half. All of a sudden, fights start to happen. Then break my head. So, you expect I'll go back there?
I get coconutted if you go back again.
Can you imagine? No, so all these things now we need to fix. Because if they... Because sometimes I go listen, I go hear reasons why things don't work. And I go the one that say, she not only me want to think like this. Or am I thinking differently? You understand? Because sometimes that proverb they talk say, if you diss everybody, they mad.
Yeah. Check out well, whether or not you they mad.
But I'll call reason I'm saying, no, this thing, they work other places.
Yeah, why so if you work
why not if you work for here? Attraction gas day.
Yeah.
We could bring out the attraction first.
Yeah.
And the attraction I say, make the fans, make the players, make them they play good football, which we already know say they get. Now, may if I want go stadium, may it be easy for me to go stadium.
When MFM value
for waiting that they pay for. When MFM they are gigi, so they beat my chest, they tell you, say that stadium, if you know full, any match the way they when MFM they play football, I know they talk this MFM we just relegate. When they play football, if that stadium no full, out of their 19 home league matches, Sawa, and they tell you, say, at least from those 19 home matches, 15 of them capacity full. So you won't tell me, say, if for instance, now a team like MFM, where they are Agege, station for Agege, get facility to they play for Agege regularly. You just say people know they go there to watch ball. Now, you look at another team, Vandreza. where just they come up. You see the frustration we don't happen to them. Matches they want to the stream. If they won't go away, go stream. If they won't do their own streaming, if they won't do all these things are factors where they affect some of these things. Because whether or not you like it, Sawa, the fact say Nigerian football don't reach this stage where we say we can't they talk about say why would they watch European League? Not because say the option where they for Nigeria no sweet.
You don't get anything to watch for
Nigeria. No sweet.
Our boy never see the TV.
If you no fix that one, fix that one first. Sawa, when our at the only thing I say when our games they on TV, people feel they watch.
To me, the followership been done. They come built back. It don't debut.
2016 when Rangers win the league. Yeah. Sawa.
Mm.
Stadium capacity. They're full. 35,000.
I remember one promo who been they used for Port Harcourt where a fan talk, one fan say, we'll mobilize ourselves and stop Super Sports from coming to cover our matches in Port Harcourt. You understand? He moved from we go mobilize ourselves to stop Super Sports to come to cover our matches to a period of say
can't cover, our, match.
Can't cover our matches.
You know why that one happens, Sawa?
You understand?
You know why it happened? Mm. Now make I give you this gist. The truth be say, then put incentives.
Mm.
Say, okay, oh, if you play home match and TV cover your match,
yeah,
you get percentage of one particular money.
Exactly.
You understand?
From broadcast money.
Oh.
Yes.
You understand?
So from broadcast money.
Extra pogri the enter.
Mm.
You grab. Because say you know package jam. But when you know they do that one that time, when we say teams just they play for the fun of playing, say they just want to go continent, they just want play, made them inside the league, they just want to use and do jail. They're gonna feel say, why TV won't come? Now me they sponsor my team.
Exactly.
Now me they do everything. Which profit are they get? Moku even leave the league, Sawa. Moku come the Federation's Cup, ITU Cup. Sawa, why they never play final?
We don't even know. Somebody may ask a question the other day. I'm going to tell you what happened to me during the week. My friend, Christian Welly, because of injury, he never really they attached to any club in recent times. Even though he made him just talk in recent times, he say he tell me about one or two clubs when he signed. I go back to some of his videos. I just put up on social media, Christian Welly. You know the luck? During when Christian Welly, they actively play with before an injury, our league day on TV. So some of his goals, they're very easy to find.
Mm.
Now, do that same thing with people who don't play for Nigerian League from, say, 2018, come reach now, where our league no day TV. How many of them will we see one or two videos for them?
You point. Understand?
How many of them? That time when Christian Welly, they very active.
They
cover our games. So, it's very easy to see some of his videos. It's very easy to, use them. You know, put them for online. Say, okay, see what this guy been they do, see what this guy been they do. But because our game, no day TV, nobody know anything about these players. Now, make it me surprise. Say, I go watch them for stadium again for the first time in a long while. And then they see what in Kwara United they play. And I say, wow, our football not really that bad. So and they play against ROS Berkane, African champions. So
nobody fit tell me anything. Nobody fit argue. No argument where you won't give me. The churn of talent in Nigeria, they produce. They give good football. Like sweet football. You will go see them, you go enjoy football.
You go enjoy,
You understand? But Sawana, the packaging. People were there in charge. Because I know one more they try to run around, they talk, say, now this one. The fault of this problem what they get for Nigerian football, now the administrators, wait on the over years.
Mm.
The ones where they come out now, how it be say, under their tenure, then sign the biggest deals for inside matter of Federation Cup.
Yeah.
But still yet, this year, we'll never get Federation Cup final.
Federation Cup winner. So they sign one of the biggest broadcast deals too.
We don't get, why don't they sell for TV?
Mm.
So all these questions that we're supposed to ask, not be why say our youth don't watch football. No. We need to ask the right questions. And those right questions now say, the people where they in charge, why be say the money where they get when they in the helm of affairs, when they office, why be say that money they no use them well? Now those things we're supposed to ask.
Now the questions we would ask, and we don't talk to Calvin. Calvin tell us, say, because they set up a committee actually, IMC committee, where the sports minister set up interim management committee, as they don't say, okay, the LMC. I mean, an illegal body, according to that statement, you know, they know they again. So this IMC, now then when we structure our league, just like you hear from Calvin, them, they go try. They go come up with suggestion. One thing now to set up committee. Another thing now for committee to come up with plan for you to take do your league better. Then another thing now for the person with the advice to take the advice. If the clubs then buy into the plan where this committee, hopefully, David Sino will meet there. We ask him to be the chief operating officer. The man will be there, be making the CEO of the LMC before then scrap him, you know, and some other bright heads like Calvin as well, you know, they there. So hopefully, when they introduce, waiting they want to introduce, these people go buy into Ram, and whoever go there in charge, they go make our league better. First things first, our league day TV. So many young prospects. Again, one of my boy, Chibike Nwinwu, with a call Ramos. I mean, small boy, maybe they follow us play ball that day, back in the day for democracy. You understand? He moved. They had land. Now, he just signed for Yimba. You need to watch that boy. Small boy, that very small boy, picking away Akari when they born up. And then they tell you, say, he don't sign for Yimba now. So if TV no day, how won't take see Ramos
you
play
carry
football?
And win them, but now
I need a joke.
Now you be the pastor with him, man.
No, be saying I'm the pastor with him. Hey, Papa, my Papa are very, very close family friends till today. You understand? I did very, very happy. In brother, they play basketball as well. In brother, now basketball with River Sweepers. You understand? They did very tall for their family. To me, you need to watch this boy. Fantastic. They call him Ramos for Run Krushi. You know, very fantastic young player. He just signed for Eyimba now. Among the players, we didn't sign. If we don't get TV, we don't go see the brilliance of that boy. We don't go see the brilliance.
Internet's not there everywhere.
I mean, internet don't there everywhere. Stream.
You say, I must go stadium, go watch match. Come on.
Well, before we just get our car come out, we'll just about to tell you about the game we happened yesterday between our under 17 girls, Flamingos, and Germany. Just when it be like, say, 1-1-0. I mean, so Germany come from behind.
No, no waste time for this matter.
No waste time.
No waste time. So that team, the coach, I don't know how they use coach them. That team lack better coaching.
Really?
Yes, Sawa.
On the strength of that yesterday game?
Yes, on the strength of that yesterday game.
Okay.
I don't know whether maybe na errors from the players. So, but that team, why I see play yesterday, Sawa, they're not good rich.
They're not rich.
Because I know, say, Nigerian... The Nigerian girls, normally the ones that I know, they come out, they play very good football. But that yesterday, now nonsense they play.
Wow.
Because apart from the start, when they start the game, they try to want dominate, try to want play, then get goal. After them, so nothing, they don't do anything.
Okay.
The Germans, then take over. You see the pattern, you go understand, say, okay, now this pattern, the Germans, they play. So they ask you, which pattern we play?
We pass the ball.
And we try to score goal.
Try to score.
That's the point. That's the problem. So I understand it's a developmental competition. I get it. But Sawa, more they see signs them say with the progress for our national teams them. More not just they do things anyhow. The only reason why we go on to the watch this one and I just we not get anything to watch. I guess they play more go watch them.
More go watch.
That's the only reason. Because our if Champions League day, I know they lie, I know they miss my if Champions League day the way our women's they play, I go watch Champions League. If league day for England, I go watch league over them. That's the truth.
So patriotism not even make you watch.
Sawa, see, patriotism now say I dey fight for my country when another opponent or another country won't fight against my country.
Okay.
That's patriotism. But you see, this patriotism where they talk, say my support. With this I saw where they play. No, sir.
All right.
That's not patriotism.
All right. We see they wish the Flamingos the best of luck. Yeah, they don't lose their first match to Germany, but that one don't mean say they don't want Jabba come out. I mean, they go still fit in their next two matches or win one, draw one, but then progress to the next round of the competition. That time don't reach for us to get them right from the very grassroots of Nigerian football. And again, we'll go face say thank you very much for another Ubunge edition of Football Africa Plus 234. Shout out to Dr. Kola. Oshowe join us and shout out to Calvin Omuka as well, publisher and
ACL Sports
and all of that. A very big name for football, both locally and internationally. They're based in the UK. Thank you very much. And of course, my main guy, Timmy Wade, here also all the time with us. Football Africa will come your way again. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube at The Republicans, Football Republic, NG. And then every streaming platform. Every way concern Nigerian football. Every way concern African football. Not here. Now you go get her. One stop. Thank you. Bye-bye. Football Republic.